Log Talk Radio.
You did everything. Because without him, you can't, I can't do nothing. Get your Bible with me at James 4. Thank you so much. Lord, give us a prayer to thank you for my precious gift and for you that blessed our family. Thank you so much. Thank you, Sister Orr and Mother Hollis. I'm telling you, Mother Hollis never forgets. And she's always, for all of you, that was such a blessing. We appreciate you. You make us feel good all the time. Amen. And for those that will come when I call them at the drop of a hat, you are like valuable gold to us. Thank you so much. James 4 and 8. You have it, amen. Right, I got something going somewhere. Amen. If I can. And you know, I'm gonna prophesy that I'm going to see better this year. I'm going to lower my eyes. Let me know that I'm going to be able to see better than I've ever seen before. Amen. I can see good. All right. Oh, okay. That. All right. Thank you, precious. That's my honey, y'all. Trying to teach y'all how to be. If you don't have one, I'm going to teach you how to be when you get one. And if you have one, I want to teach you how to be while you got it. And if you handle them properly, you'll keep them. Oh, that's another message for another time. All right, here we are. The Bible simply says, pray really with me. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your heart, ye what? You may be seated for a moment. I just want to talk to you a little bit. Amen. This is the word of God. I'm telling you. Could help to get this one from somebody powerful. That is the Lord. He knows how to put it in your hand. The Bible simply says to draw nigh to him. When God made man, we were one with creation. One with the Creator. We were close to God. Made man in his own image and likeness. So powerful. God was proud of his creation. Was proud of it. Yeah, when you call a little swag going on, y'all know. When he had a hookup with God, saying that he got jealous of how tight and how close and how hooked up Adam and God was. He walked within God and walked with him daily. That was awesome. He devised a plan, people of God, to divide man from his creator. And he put a wedge in between us and God. Broke the communication line. Seemed like it worked for a while. I'm going to do to bless somebody by just touching them. You know I believe in touching, and I don't believe that nobody should be too far from you that you cannot touch. And when you get so arrogant, amen, and so arrogant and lifted up and messed up and threw up, well, you can't touch nobody. You messed up. You too messed up. Amen. So touch somebody real quickly and say, let's get closer this year to God. Somebody say closer. Closer, let's closer, something about being tight, closer, something about relationships when you're really close, can't nobody get in between, when you're really close, I don't care if you're thinking about it, the way you're going to get the secret of how you get things out of your life and past some stuff that you're dealing with, you got to get close. If it is a marriage, if it's fellowship, if it's a communication, if it's a mother and daughter, if it's a father and son, you got to get closer. Closer is better. It's a better communication, it's a better love, a better feeling. Amen. To know how you feel, and even if it's a bad feeling, if I knew I could deal with it, but when I don't know, I just don't know how to deal with you. But when you get closer, people of God, closer, this is a year to get close to God. 2014 is going to be it, and I know I'm not preaching the message because it's for the year that's already here, but the year that is on the way. There was a devised plot, a plan. And people of God, I just want to encourage you. I want to let you know that the enemy is trying to put a wedge. Broke communication. It seemed like it was going to work. It appeared like it was working. And it had worked until Jesus came and reconnected us. Aren't you glad for the power that reconnects us and sent the Holy Ghost to lead us and to guide us into all truth? I'm sure it's not about being led and directed and directed by God and put into a place where God directed us. And even though Jesus repented, and to us, according to how close we want to be with God and how close you want to tie up with him, amen, because the devil is still going to try his blood Oh, yeah, and then I'm going to show you really who's keeping us from being crippled. So even though the enemy came and tried to do that, and how Jesus came and built our relationship with him, and invest the time into our relationship, because God does that. Jesus will invest time into you if you'll invest time into him. It's hard. Somebody said, Joy Patton, it's hard. You're trying to get me to get close to God, but you don't understand some of the mess that's going on in my life. You don't understand some of the issues I have. You don't understand what is distracting. You don't understand the day that we're living in. Joy Patton, you don't realize the kind of stuff that come on television. You don't understand the kind of people we got to deal with every day on our job. See, you don't know how people are. You don't know how relationships are. You don't look like maybe you're a bishop doing okay, but you don't understand how sometimes the relationships go. You don't really, Joyce, do you really understand how it feels to be dealing with somebody that you're not sure don't love you? But you maybe you don't understand that you're fighting sometimes to survive. And for being with some stuff that messed up and some distractions, you don't understand BET, come on, everything. Joyce, you don't understand that we got access to the internet. And we can pull up some stuff that's real deep. And you don't have to wait till nighttime to look at it. You don't understand that there's mess everywhere, everywhere you look, everywhere you go, there's something to distract you, there's something to pull you from me and say, you don't understand, these women don't wear that much cologne. And the women say, you don't understand that cologne he put on was bad. They're pulling on me, you don't understand. Follow the red of it, so I'm telling you, see, you don't understand what pulls on us and how we live in it. But the last day is something. So, George, you don't understand the destruction that's in the world. You don't understand when we go to school and some of these girls blow the balls and some of the boys blow the girls and some of the boys blow the boys. See, you don't have to deal with it. You didn't have to deal with what I had to deal with, but we're dealing with some stuff that's crazy now, and you're telling me to get closer to God. You don't understand it. What's put on my mind? What's put on my mind? What I have to see all the time? You don't understand the trouble that's out here. You don't understand it. It ain't enough money. I'm going to have to figure out how to get some. Joyce, you don't understand what I'm dealing with. You understood. You understand what I got to deal with. I'm dealing with the stuff. Somebody, the other day I was looking at a PlayStation particular to purchase, and because I was thinking I would do that, and all of a sudden when I went back about the particular PlayStation thing, and they told me, said, you don't want to buy that. Brother, don't buy that one. That was going to let him know everything about everything. This will let them know who they're going to get it for. We'll let them know about, this will take him to the prostitute. Put him up in the room. Show him what to do with it. I don't think I better plan out with this. You're going to leave him alone. So you don't know. See, sometimes it appears to you that we don't know what's going on. Sometimes we appear to be too old on the fact that we're out here. But the same power that kept me when Charles are telling people about the same power that delivered, the same glory, it's still God. Still God. Let's do all these things to distract you from relationship with God. We're upset sometimes with you're going through some things and stuff going through it. You got distractions, and every now and then I'm busy, and I gotta go somewhere and preach somewhere, and Bishop is busy, you know. But we still understand we can't afford anything to distract us from our relationship. We come back together, we got to have it together. And you gotta remember that we got something going on that everybody don't know about. Always gonna be somebody trying to bring something into you. Because they don't know about the longevity. They don't know about the long, how many days and nights were spent having to talk all night long to keep that together. No, you don't know how 38 years of testing and fire and going through. Somebody said, ooh, it's so wonderful. And they just had going on. That's because we had just enough not to let nothing from planning to read off. Oh, y'all, they won't go sleep. You got to be able to see that if you go there, that's how you got to be with God. You can't afford to let just anything come in between you and your God. You want longevity with God, and you want the face of God, and you want the glory of God, and you want the peace of God. You got to stay the course. Every now and then, there are relationships that get thrown off, and every now and then, there are situations that are hurting, and you can't continue with it, and you know what's going to kill you. You needed to say, have a good world. Have a good life. Have a good time somewhere else. Not with me. You got to know the difference. You got to get a mindset. We're talking about this. The Bible simply says, if you draw nigh to God, he says, you're cleansing of your hands. It'll be a cleansing of your mind. It'll be the cleansing of your heart. And it will keep you from being double-minded. You will know what you need and what you want and what you got to have and what it's going to take to get where you're trying to go. So deal with it. He wants to bring us to peace. People of God, he wants us to be again. He wants to be close again. God wants to bring you to a place, access you to everything that belonged to you as a child of God. So he said, draw nigh unto me. I draw nigh unto you. He said, cleanse, purify. You're not making the best decisions sometimes in life. That's how you do. You got to learn how to get to make the right decision and what is foolish and what is the right mindset. And in the days that we're living in, I don't want to talk long, but I got a whole lot of stuff I can tell you. But it's a funny, wherever you go, you will find the same test. Ain't it funny? I'm moving to what you call it. Ain't it funny if you're the same there people when you get there? That's all right, I ain't gonna be on that job no more. And it's funny how when you get to that job, there'll be some real sick people there too. So I'm like, we're just talking. Can we talk? Let's just talk for a few minutes. You are getting, trust me, you gotta feel it down in your spirit. You gotta get closer to what God promised. And when you're getting closer to what God has promised you and has promised you, the enemy is going to bring something to try to keep you from getting it. Right when you're about to put your hands on it, right when you're about to touch what God has promised you, right when you have to everything that God has prepared for you, the enemy will pull you away and you will get a different mindset. But I'm going to tell you all, today, I don't preach, Lord. Just want to talk to you. Time when you trust, you got to trust God for the right job, and you got to trust God for the right deal, and you got to trust God for the right thing. And when you have the right temptation, I promise you, God will not drop the right thing on you. Somebody say, God will not drop it on you. God ain't blessing nobody that can't trust. Got to trust him. He ain't dropping nothing on nobody that won't trust him. He ain't blessing nobody. You got to tell somebody, say, you better trust him. How many of you ever encountered the phony, the unreal, the fake? God ain't fake. Everything he ever promised you, I promise you, it might look like you ain't going to put your hands on it. It might look like you ain't going to get it. It might look like it ain't going to never work. It might look like it ain't going to happen. But I promise you, God, that we give you a word, he's going to bring it to that. I don't think it's rich. Somebody reach for me. Please, show and tell somebody. You know, God told you. It's about to drop from the head. What it looks like, and I'm telling you, can I leave this with you because I'm scared. I might not take this. What it looks like, it's looking bad. And what it looks like, it won't work. And what it looks like, it won't never happen. And what it looks like, it's all messed up. And what it looks like, it's all packed down. And what it looks like, it's still going to back when God has shown when God is about to do what he wants. Right when it looks the worst in your life, you can start praising. You can get a crazy praise on. How bad is that? Oh, God. How bad is it? I promise you, when it looks real bad, God's about to put his hands on it. And I just feel, if you don't mind, I need to go. Don't let me punish you. No, you gotta get out of here. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, sometimes my friend God is giving to bless your life. Phonies come. Irritations come. Decoys come. Prophets come. Let me just speak that to you. I'm going to get close to God this year.
2020, I want to give myself to Him. Get myself. Oh, I have a good song. You do this. No, you just got to. I know that's one. But withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. Oh, yeah. Come on, baby. Withholding. Yeah. You hold the peace. Your success is in your mind. You hold the key. We give you your power away. You messing with me. You messing with me, and I don't like you. That's what I'm saying. What about you, baby? I don't like you because I'm still here. You know, by now, Jesus will kill you. Telling you people, when you make up your mind, don't let nothing distract you. If church is what you want, let me tell you something. Mind is going to play. Because you know why? Mind, you're not just encouraging mind to come. Mind from a baby was taught the word. You know how I know? I was a part of making sure he heard it. Yeah, so, let us do all kinds of things. Every now and then, the enemy will try to mess with me about my children, because they're gone. And I send it on. Hey, on one of the children that you know, don't communicate well with us, can't really communicate well with us, I spoke to Bishop. We were driving along, I said, you know what? If they have any power inside of them, if they got any Holy Ghost in them at all, which I know they do, and if you use by God any kind of way, I said to him the day before Christmas, I said, they'll come around and they'll respond properly and submit to the mighty hands of God. Instead of saying, oh, no, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? You put in your mouth the power to drive away. You put your faith in power to drive. I prophetically say the things are changing for you. You open your mouth and say it in your mouth. I pray today after you just say, Lord, you get a hold of me. You bring them in. Because it really isn't our power that changes the mindset of people. It's God. So, what you trying to shake up, tell them to do, shake it. All you can do, man, I'm sick of you. Talk to the one they talk to. Or the one that made them. Because he made them. He can change their mindset. They're complaining. Ask God to do a transformation. God, something else, y'all. Lifting up your hand. Father, get in mindset. Only you can do. We make some mistakes. Lord, some of us would do some stuff if you had to help us. We were delayed until 2013. It was one of the roughest years that some of us have had. When it comes to family, when it comes to money issues, finances, struggles in our minds, struggles in our body. This was the devil. The devil pulled all, everything we had out of. We, our old mindset, didn't think clear on a whole lot of things because you said it. We're not going to share it. We will hold it up. Whatever you got to do, however you got to do it, put your mind to it. Close. Come on, in your mind. Come on, we devil, I'm trying to do this, I'm trying to do that. Come on, I'm bringing your mind today. Come here. Raise your hand. Come on, you devil, I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do this. You're trying to do this. You belong to God. If your mama loves God, you belong to Him because she taught
love to God to can't love God. You got to love the God that you say you love.
And if you didn't have all the God in your heart, you are here and you're not here, Father.
But your will over.
So in the name of Jesus, the Lord, and God, Abraham, the Lord, I give another chance to teach you and brought you to this place. Ladies and gentlemen, the Holy Ghost is in the room to minister and touch and transform hearts right now. And it is so. Clap your hands and believe. Listen to me very carefully. If you're here and you don't have a church, if you're here and you don't have God in your life, you're not saying this. I need you to stay. If you're here and you don't have a church home, I need you to stay. You just stay with me. Hang it out with us some more. We'll work on you. If you want to just come home, that works. Amen. If you want to just walk with God now, you made up your mind today. And this is your day. Come on. I've been waiting on you. Come on, dear God, pray. Something happened. Something is happening to you every time you go. I can tell. So we thank God for what he's doing. Lay hands on. Lay hands on Toby, God, like only you can do. Give us a miracle that you come. Transform. Change. Things are happening new. Jesus. I don't know if we baptized you already. In the name of the Lord, you can baptize us. Okay, so that's one thing you got to do. We have to baptize you. I want you to make up totally in your mind what you want to do. But you got to have the Holy Ghost, and you need the baptism, and you need to walk with God from this day forward. Draw nigh to God. That's what this is about. So let's just go over this way. They'll take your information, and whatever else you need, you're ready to do. Oh, give God praise. We're excited. Amen.
We got 2 minutes.
If I can keep him out of the hands of our bishop, we can get out of here by 2:00. That'd be awesome. And the rest of you that know I'm looking for you, I've got a couple boys that I promised a couple boys basketball that were here the other night. Where are you at? Some of our teenagers, a couple of them. Keep them all in my ball. We're going to put them in the basement so when we get our basketball and everything. Because they didn't come, okay? So the other young man that I promised some other stuff, I want you to make sure you just stay on this side. Some kind of way. Our babies got some of their stuff mixed and thrown to the side, but we know we have it for them. And when we promise you, you got to know our heart. Amen? You know our heart. And so we got it. We got you. And I pray that everything God promised you will come to pass. Amen. All I'm going to ask you to do is every person in the building, get $13. $13 in your hand because when the year go in, I want you to come in with 14. But I want you to get $13 in your hand. I need every person. I need you to check with the person next to you. If they don't have it, help her. If she don't have it, give her $13 and tell her until next month. Find out somebody got $13 that loves you in this room. Check and see if Tanya, I appreciate you so much. Let this Tanya know. Let her hear this. Tanya, we appreciate you so much. We really, really do. We are right now worldwide radio. We are literally in Africa, different parts of the world, Australia, sometimes London. Ain't no telling where it came up today, but we are all over the world right this minute. So clap your hands and thank God for the saints all over the world that listen to us. Amen. Amen. We're closing now, and it is so. We want to bless you, and so many people love her all over Africa. She and I are going to Africa real soon together. And we want to be a blessing to those over there, like they want to be a blessing to us. Amen. Check in with the person next to you and ask them. You need food. You got to ask somebody for something. If you ain't got nothing in your hand, you got to go ask somebody. You got to check. I met you. What the baby said? Well, you come at you over here, too.
Because I missed you, we'll see you at New Year's Eve at 10 o'clock.
Because
a whole lot of people missing that.
What did you go, what did that, I know we don't have hangovers.
You missed the same kind of hangovers, baby, you get up and say, huh? If you had one, we didn't go to have one.
Everybody with $50 in your hand, and if you don't have it, ask the person back to you, and ask them, do you have anything close to it, help me get mine. Come on, y'all ready?
Oh, I'm going to my seat.